Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. Pomp is having a wonderful day, from what I can gather. Limits is still glowing from last night's steak dinner. And I was only kidding, Bob. They didn't bring over the crayons or anything like that, and he didn't get a juice box.
They could have done that, and that's okay. Sometimes you need to be distracted every now and then to enjoy the ambiance.
He was at the height of his powers, Limits, with his prom. Was it, you wore this one for the prom or for graduation, Limits?
I think graduation.
The jacket.
It might have honestly been both. I think it was. For whatever reason, it still fits me so well. I do need to get a new suit, though, because this one is old and I've had it for a while. So
I'm just astounded that 73,000 people have viewed our photo. Me, you, and Donnie football at the steakhouse. It was just a simple photo, Bob.
Simple. I think food does that. You guys are out there. It's a nice... thing by you to pay up on your bet, all that stuff factors in.
I thought a good time was had by all. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And Bob, forget the draft for a minute. I think it's more appropriate for me to ask you and Limits a series of pertinent Pittsburgh sports questions.
Okay.
It'd be nice if I could get Limits' attention since he's on a live radio show. Would you agree with that, Bob?
He's being distracted by somebody in there. I don't know who's in there.
Unless it's a boss, then it's not good enough.
It's Jeff, very important man. He's
Jeff.
Telling me about some plans for the week with what's going on with the Penguins.
Ah, yes. Very interesting.
Say hello to the guys, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi,
How
Jeff.
Are you?
Hello, boys. How are you? Hey, I got some really good news. Chris Letang was around today.
Oh, good.
And he's doing well. He's sore, but he's recovering.
That is great to hear.
Yeah.
And that's where we were talking about that. In the 10 o'clock hour, Chris Letang, if you haven't heard out there, surgery to repair a hole in his heart, 4 to 6 weeks, everything this guy has dealt with. And that's great to hear that he was at the facility.
And how about this, Joe? Remember a couple decades ago when his best friend died in that motorcycle accident when he was young?
Luke.
Like all of that stuff that he's dealt with.
I forgot about that, but you're right. That was a tough thing for him.
Bordone, I think it was. Luke Bordone, his friend from junior hockey. I remember doing a story about that. And when Letang scored that critical goal in game 3 in 2009 against the Capitals when they were down 2-0, he said that he was, moved by the spirit of his friend. It was just an incredible story. I love Chris Letang. I don't claim to know him very well. But used to talk to him in that locker room. And then when I say that, I mean just as an athlete and his perseverance and the passion he brings to his work, you know?
The guy's a workaholic. He's a story of persistence, determination, and ability to overcome. And he's done all of that with all the stuff he's faced. And
yeah.
I just bring up the question of, at some point you have to, you know, look at it from a family point of view and say to yourself, how much, and I'm sure he's being told there's no risk for him to play again. He can go out there and do it. But I also know that, you know, you get to a point in your life where you're going to find out you still have 50 years of living to do.
Well,
and you don't want to jeopardize it in any way. Not suggesting that would happen.
Yeah, it's tricky, I think, because Ron and I used to talk about this, and I would raise sort of, I don't know if it's a counterpoint, but just a different point, like how much of maintaining his incredible conditioning and all that is actually helpful to him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Want to continue if you've gone through this?
But he would
issues?
Do that even if he didn't play, I'm sure. He'd keep himself in great shape.
Yeah, yeah. Jeff?
Those workouts are insane is a great word for it.
Yeah.
I mean, he works as hard as anybody in any sport in the off season. I mean, people want to go train with him so they can try to see some of those results.
Matt Wenzel from the Post-Gazette went and visited him in Montreal. And went through his just punishing workout that he does there every single day.
And it's funny, Letang, I remember when he first came up back before there was the fan. And at KDKAAM, there was an office employee, and she saw his picture and went, "Who's that?" Remember, he was the heartthrob when came up.
Oh, yeah. And I also remember, what was he, a third-round pick by Greg Malone and Craig Patrick and those guys. When they made the run to the finals in 08, he was still, you know, wasn't one of their top two or three defensemen then, but he was playing. And I remember Scotty Bowman in Detroit talking with him in the press box. He said, 58, going to be a really good player. And I thought, that's all I need to know.
It didn't have but man, he flew.
Yeah.
I mean, just absolutely flew up and down the ice.
How are you, Jeff?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Are you sticking with us here?
I just decided I would come in. I was talking to Limits about a locker clean-out day coming up and stuff like that. And
what do you think the story of this Penguin season is?
Ultimately, disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
I think by watching Washington and seeing a couple of these young guys at least be able to hold their own, hopefully it turned to a story of here's our path. Here's what we can do. And now it's a matter of unloading a couple of contracts so you can have the salary cap room to be able to make those type of moves. But I like all the picks they have from a collateral standpoint. You probably have to package one if you're going to move a Jari or two to be able to get rid of him. But
do you think they feel like that's the way they're going to go? I mean, he's kind of rejuvenated himself, which has also helped their leverage in doing what you just described. Or do they believe, okay, we're going to double down. That's a good price for a guy who could be good, and we think he can be again.
They love Sergei Mirishov.
Yeah.
I mean, they
But is
love
he ready to step him. Right in and do this?
No, and there's probably a cautionary tale from what we saw from Blomqvist coming up, but they really like their depth at goaltender, and I think they're willing to, if they can have a guy like a Djelkovic, and then whether that's Mirishov or they feel good about a rejuvenated Blomqvist, whatever, I think they would prefer to go in with that combination into the offseason, especially if for some way you could keep that salary cap room in a deal.
Yeah.
And now a few other younger forwards.
Yeah. And the Capitals also went with a younger coach, a different voice, a defensive-minded coach. Mike Sullivan, to me, it's very much like the Mike Tomlin situation. Obviously, he's a good coach. Is he still the right coach here? I mean, this just gets old when his constant message is about puck management, and their puck management is horrible, and that has nothing to do with talent. He preaches preventing goals and playing, being dedicated to defense, and they're a horrible defensive team. He preaches being hard to play against. Every year, they're really easy to play against. Something's not matching up anymore for a long time with the Sullivan message and the way they play. Don't think it has a lot to do with talent either.
If the personnel stayed pretty much the same, is that going to change with a different coach? Like,
I do think that person
is tends Carlson going to be a defensively responsible?
Is it hard to change it? I think no matter what you're saying, it's hard to change those guys. They play the way they're going to play.
But wasn't the story of Sullivan when he came here that he did change the stars? That he got them to just play?
I think what he did mostly
he
was just accelerate the gas pedal. He made them play a very fast brand of hockey that nobody could compete with. Play their game, as he always says. Play your game. Get into the zone. Keep the puck in the zone. Your best defense is keeping the puck in the zone. The problem is, a lot of these guys, that's still their nature. And if you gamble too much, which, you know, guys like Letang and Carlson can do, a lot of times to a positive result, Jeff, but there are times when it's the wrong thing to do, and it leads to breakdowns.
But, Joe, to your point, I understand exactly what you're saying, that he's preached a message, and even in the last game, like, maybe you can understand in game 81, them just kind of like, okay, I see the season's over.
Yeah.
But there were so many times during the year where they just made those mistakes that he preaches against. And
last year and the year before.
Is it just that they're older guys that can't change their ways, or younger guys that are just making early career mistakes, or is it
something
else? But who are making the lion's share of mistakes?
I don't know, but what he's preaching, they ain't doing and haven't for a long time. In fact, it's the polar opposite of what he wants them to do is what they do as a team. Sure, there's individual exceptions either way, but they're a horrible defensive team.
I think my biggest criticism of him over the last few years is I think he's stubbornly tried to put a square peg into a round hole. Like, he's still trying to play this, we can still play, we're still fast. No, you're not. Not compared to most of the teams in your division, let alone in the league. That's my biggest overall criticism of him is he didn't adapt to what they have.
Let me ask you guys a question on another coach / manager in town. Pirates are sitting here at 6-12. I'm not interested in what we all think about how much Derek Shelton's responsible or not responsible for this mess. What I am asking you is they're 6-12. This homestand has 5 more games, I believe. If they're sitting here at 8-15, if they go 2-3 the rest, or 7-16, or God forbid, but entirely possible, 6-17, is that it for Derek Shelton at the end of this homestand, do you believe?
No, I don't. Not because I don't think a move should be made, because I think at some point, whether the guy can manage or not, or whether it's his fault or not, you have to make a move. You have to do something different.
But you don't think Bob Nutting will?
You don't get the sense. And I was talking to Zangrilli about this yesterday. And it's like, you get that sense that he's going to get like a third of the season. Like, they're going to be patient. Like, hey, it's 18 games. There's 162.
Yeah.
Like,
I disagree,
Bob. We're missing our first baseman. We're missing our second baseman.
Yeah.
Jared Jones, Bednar, you know, Holderman. Like,
I disagree. Although I don't have any hard and fast information. I think that they'll be looking for a scapegoat of sorts. And I think that it's the easy move to make, and therefore Bob Nutting will be finally inclined to make it. If they're sitting here after this homestand at 7-16, I think you'll see a new manager on the road. That's just a hunch.
Should it be a package deal?
Or just it should, manager? But it wouldn't be. It should.
I mean,
do you think, Bob, do you think it will happen?
Very, very much involved in the blame game here. And starting with Bob Nutting, but he's not going to fire himself, of course. So those two guys have principally put them in this position 6 years into it. My gut tells me they won't do it anytime soon. It would depend on how things go after the first month of the season into the second, and if it really gets bad, then. But even then, what are you going to do? You're going to have Don Kelly be your bench coach or your manager in a room?
For sure.
What does that do? His hands are strapped, too.
Different question, though. And I agree with you on that. I don't think it would do much good, but I'm just asking, do you think it will happen?
It's funny we were talking Sullivan, because sitting in the post game yesterday with Shelton, when he was saying that we've got to be more aggressive. Like, we were aggressive on Monday, and then we let too many fastballs just go right by. And I'm thinking, well, what's the accountability for these guys if they don't do it?
Right.
And it's not like you can bring up a whole new roster, but like, what are you doing to change that?
What are you
narrative?
Doing with the guys on hand?
Or is it just that the guys on hand are either too set in their ways with the older guys or just not good enough to be there
right
with the younger guys.
How about you, just twin
and
baby?
And Manuel Valdez is your first baseman.
And your cleanup hitter. And your cleanup hitter.
At least
hitter.
For one game, then they switches.
They're sitting game. Here at 8-15 or 7-16 at the end of this homestand. Is a move made or no?
8-15, no. 8-17, no. I think at some point it's going to be coming just because we're getting to the point where I think that they understand internally with Skeens especially that their window is short and they have to maximize it as much as possible. And I think that Nutting is also starting to get very frustrated with everything off the field that might impact the decision that he makes in terms of decision-making as well with Shelton. So I think it could be around June, but no, in the next week or so, I don't see it.
Zangrilli tells us on his shows that Bob Nutting is none too pleased right now. And I just have a feeling something's coming. I just have that feeling. Anyway, Limits, tell people who's coming up next year.
Yes, we have a man named Nico who participated in the drive, chip, and putt competition. I shouldn't say man. He's a boy, but I wanted to be nice. Because this is a part of the Nationwide Youth Golf Development Initiative for boys and girls age 7 to 15. And he participated in the drive, chip, and putt competition at Augusta National.
Oh.
And he previously did in 2022 as well.
Jeff, always depressing when 12-year-olds outplay us, isn't it?
Very much so. Yeah. Very much
Nico
so.
Was
unless
a 10-year-old the first time down. He was 10 back then, I think, or 9. I don't know what he would have been, 9 or 10 years old the first time he went down there and did pretty well.
Well, we'll talk to him next. I'm very interested to hear his story. Jeff, thanks for coming in.
Do you think he goes to a first tee and that guys look at a kid and he's a – you want to put like 50 on this hole?
He's a ringer.
He could be a hustler.
Boom.
I bet he drives it accurately.
Certainly enjoy that interview. I look forward to listening
to listen,
that.
Thanks, man.
He almost birdied. And Rich did a piece on him at our station at KDK TV. He almost birdied number 15 at Diamond Run, where I think he plays a lot.
What?
So drive, whatever he hit in, had a good putt, just missed it, took par. Now, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
one of the hardest par fours where they got that lake down there to the left.
Right.
You got
to
put that drive in the right spot.
That lake has many golf balls hit by me in it.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Bob, we have a very interesting interview coming up here. Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. Coming up on the 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, Mulsey, is brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. And What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. All right, Bob, I believe you have already spoken to or certainly know of our next guest, and that is one Nico Amoretes, who golfs out of the club at Nevillewood, lives in Oakdale, was chosen among the top 80 performers his age. He's 12, and I think the category here was 7 to 15, to compete at the national finals of the drive, chip, and putt competition. He made it all the way to Augusta, where he finished third in his age group. Is that correct, Limits?
That's correct. Third. Pretty impressive.
So putt, chip, drive, Bob, we have Nico on the line to talk about his experience, and also his mom, Samantha, on the line. Hello, Samantha and Nico. How are you?
Hi, good. Thank you.
Nico, this is absolutely incredible. First of all, that you're 12 and you can probably outplay me by about 20 strokes on there.
Me too.
What was it like being at Augusta and competing there on that legendary course?
It was breathtaking. It was amazing. It was all I ever dreamed of, and I was so happy I got to be there.
And this is the second time for you, right? You were there when, how old were you, 9?
Yes.
9. So what was different between the first and second round? Maybe your mother can also speak to this, because I always say when you get down there for the very first time, it's just something that blows you away. Second time, you know it a little bit, but you look at things a little differently. Was that true for you?
Yes, it was. It was definitely, I was definitely more prepared this time for the drive, chip, putt than when I was 9 years old. And I feel like I did a little bit better there.
Yeah, I think he knew what to expect this time. The first time it just was a little bit, I wouldn't say overwhelming, but to be at Augusta, you know, hitting on the range, putting on the 18th green, and the most, one of the most beautiful places we've seen. He, you know, he finished sixth in 2022. This time, obviously, he had a better performance, and he just seemed more relaxed and just a little bit more prepared, and he knew what to expect. But it's just an honor to get there. I mean, obviously, we're happy that he finished third place, but just to get there is a pretty big deal, and they kind of make that really well known.
Nico, I've got to get a couple of bits of information and perhaps a tip here. How far do you drive the ball?
I carry the ball about 265 to 270.
Oh, my God.
He's 12 years old, Joe.
Yeah.
265, 270. And we had him rich to pieces, I said, on television. Beautiful swing, too.
And what's the key for getting out of a sand wedge? I mean, a sand trap. I'm sorry, a sand trap. Yeah, a bunker.
Yes. I try to act like there's a little dollar bill under the golf ball and just try to slide right underneath it.
And that's the key. See, I think people don't understand this about bunker play. That is, you have to come into it with velocity. I think people stop at the ball or try to guide it. You have to swing hard, don't you? Even if it's just a greenside shot.
Yes, you have to swing long and smooth.
Yeah, and I know you know that. I wish I knew that. I get myself. You're 12 years old, so I want to ask your mom, Samantha, about this, because it seems when you're young, you like the things that we do as we get older, I start getting afraid of things. I start thinking too much. When you're young, I don't think kids do that, do they?
No, they don't.
How much is that an asset to you, Nico?
I think it's a pretty big one. It's just that you never give up. And you never hold back. You always want to go for it.
So then what's next for you now? This is twice. So are you still eligible one more time? Would you be in next year or the year after? You still can do it?
I have 3 more years to be able to go back.
And I imagine that's a goal of yours, to go back and not just go back, but to win it.
Yes, it would be fabulous if I go back.
So I have to ask also, Joe, when did you start playing golf? Because you're 12, and at 9, you've accomplished more than I think most of us have accomplished. When did you start, and what was your, the thing that got you hooked on golf?
I started playing when I was 2 years old.
2 years old.
And
is this your mother's responsibility or dad?
Dad.
Okay.
I can't take credit.
Yeah, I started really loving the game of golf at the age of 6. Probably because,
competing.
I probably love, like, the competitiveness of it. When you're under pressure and you have to hit hard shot, and it gives me a good feeling.
Nico Amorades, the golfer out of Neville Wood from Oakdale, 12 years old, competed at the national finals of the drive, chip, and putt competition at Augusta National recently, like last weekend or so, and finished third in his age group. I saw a Q&A with you on drivechipandputt.com, Nico. Just some quick questions here. Your lowest score, it says, was a 63. Where was that?
That was in a Notre Dame tournament at Asheville at the course Sequoia National.
Holy bird milk.
He's 12 years old. He's already been to National.
That's incredible.
So mom and dad have a big investment in you. That's great for them to make that commitment.
His golf instructor, Bob, is Kevin Shields, a wonderful man.
One of the best.
And you said something here. Well, first you said your favorite club is a 7-iron, which I still can't hit 4 years after taking up the game. Here's something that you said, Nico, that's the truest thing that's ever been said, at least in my golf career. The question was, what's the most difficult thing about golf? And you said the 6 inches between the ears, Bob.
Or is that not true? It's unbelievable how accurate that is. How do you conquer that? How do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all a mental game. I always try to think about next shot. Never think ahead of the situation.
Write this down, Joe. Write this down.
I am. I'm typing. Next shot, never do what? Because I fall apart like the Buffalo Bills in a playoff game as soon as something goes wrong.
Yeah, never think ahead of the next shot in front
okay.
of you.
All
always
right.
think about the moment and stay positive.
Stay positive, stay in the moment. Do you have a running dialogue with yourself?
No, you can't do that.
I'm asking him, Bob.
You can't do that.
Maybe he's saying to himself, next shot's a good shot. Is there a dialogue? What do you tell yourself?
I just think about my process.
See? You don't think about the shot. You think about the process, Joe. It's about the process. Trust the process.
You don't know what that ball's going to do right after you hit the club face. It's all about what you do in the process, how you line yourself up. That's all you can control.
I love that. Nico, we appreciate the time and incredible job. Everybody's very proud of you. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, all the best. And kudos to your mom and dad, too, for taking this as seriously as you wanted it to be and backing you up with whatever you needed. I think it's a family affair when it comes to golf.
It definitely is.
Yes, thank you.
Take care, guys,
all right,
and good luck.
You.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I appreciate all the support.
Of course. Bob?
He'll be back next year. Maybe it'll be the champ, but we can bring him back on.
In this Q&A, he says, favorite golfers of all time, Bobby Jones and Bob Pompiani.
Yeah, really good.
He did say Bobby Jones.
Oh, my God.
And then he said Arnold Palmer. They ask, who's the coolest player?
So he has a respect for history. He's 12 years old. He must have a big respect for it. And that's the great thing about young kids getting into this game. You do have a respect for history. You want to learn about what happened before you and who did those kinds of things.
Absolutely. That was cool. All right, Bob. I think you and I are both off for the next couple of days.
Yes, we are.
We're not vacationing together, at least not that I know of, but we'll reunite on Monday. You're a wonderful man. Good night.
Look forward to having a good couple of days. And Austin, we'll see you on Monday also.
All right, guys. I hope
you'll be after manning the ship here.
Just twin, baby.
That's
Thank
right.
you, Limits.
I will be twinning down the fort, holding it down for you guys. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
See ya.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long, Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.